Shalom and good morning, Boker Tov, and I am at the NRB convention, the National Religious Broadcasters in Dallas, Texas, at the Gaylord Center. About 5,000 people here, and I've already met some of my dear friends from Israel. We have a booth this year. We're brand new booth people. And so we're getting to meet some people that are here, and it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. I wanted to start out this morning with a few remarks and prayers for the Bibas family. Today, the bodies of Sherry Bibas and her two little redheaded baby boys, who became the the symbol, the heart for all the hostages, and the demonstration of the monstrosities who murdered them. And so there they've had a great show of unity today as the people have been lining up the roads on either side as they brought the limousines with the caskets inside. So I'd like to pray for that family right now. Heavenly Father, none of us can even imagine the father's feelings, the grandparents, the entire nation of Israel. And so we lift them up, and the Jewish people all over the world. Oh, Lord, I remember when Ronnie's daughter asked him, Daddy, why do they hate us? Just because we're Jews. Oh, Father. In the name above all names, you are called the God of all comfort. And so we lift to you the hearts, the spirits, the souls, the minds, will, and emotions, and even the bodies of those who love them so dearly. And we ask that you, as the God of all comfort, attend them. Angels, attend these who are the apples of God's eyes. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, your chesed to Israel, your mercy for the entire world. We thank you, Lord, and praise you and give you glory. We had a call last week on Sunday afternoon. They have Sunday afternoon prayer out at Prayer Mountain on Sundays at 3 o'clock, but because of the snow and the roads, we just did a phone call last week, and hundreds of you joined us. I'm very, very thankful for that. And for those of you who do not, I'm just going to quickly allude to this great example of chesed that Israel knew last week. There was a terrible, terrible plot planned against them. Last Thursday night, they planted bombs in 15 buses, and then the plan was that they would all go off simultaneously 9 o'clock Friday morning, and at the same time, suicide bombers would board the five cars of the train that's so crowded at that hour in the morning, and the buses are all crowded at that hour. But because of God's chesed to Israel, a young woman on Thursday night spotted a bomb, an unusual package. The alert bus driver got the people off the bus, and it blew up. The terrorists had mistimed the bomb. They had set it for 9 p.m. rather than 9 a.m., and the same happened with a few other bombs, and then they did find bombs on the buses that were set to go off. So no one was hurt. There would have been thousands hurt, and it was even said, the bombs were planted and put in place out of Jenin, which is in what the world calls the West Bank. But, of course, we know that it is Samaria. That is what it's in Shomron, or what the Bible calls, and what the Bible calls the whole West Bank is Judea and Samaria. It is Bible Israel, and it's time for Israel to outright take it in as a part of Israel, for it certainly, certainly is. But anyway, it was all thwarted, and it was thought that a plan was then out of Jenin to burst through in all the cities of Israel, like happened on October 7. But, praise the Lord, Chesed. Now, what I shared last Sunday, was that the Lord began our call that morning with Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. And the I used the ESV for what I wrote in my Bible. I mean, not my Bible, but my record of the call. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Well, that is a way to translate that. But there is another way. And King James translates it another way. The Amplified translates it in another way. And I think you would find that this is more nearly like the scripture, the original scripture, it is because of the Lord's chesed that we are not consumed. All through these years, last Thursday and Friday, Israel could have been consumed had it not been for the Lord's chesed, and chesed is his faithfulness to keep his part of the covenant. And we're to be faithful and keep our part. I don't like the translation of loving kindness. They do that in the ESV, and I say, well, look at the ESV, and almost everywhere where you see loving kindness, it is chesed. But loving kindness, a little lady down the street can have it. I'm telling you right now, chesed is that God that he's often giving us that verse that says this is but a whisper of his power. Who could stand the thunder? Chesed is that God who stands behind that covenant with everything and every army he's got to keep it with you, to keep it with me, and thank God to keep it with Israel. And it is because of the Lord's chesed that Israel is not consumed. That's how we began our prayer last Wednesday, and here's how we ended it. The scripture, and from his writings, he had, Max had thought that the next to last scripture was Psalm 43:8. But he and Quinn contacted me right after the call, and they said, I'm looking at it, it looks like a 2:42:8. And I'm sure that is correct, because listen to what it is. The Lord will command his chesed in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. And you see, he began and ended with his faithfulness to that. The little Beavis family, what happened? I think that the reason God is able now to exercise that chesed is the unity. There's been such a change in Israel since the wartime. And before that, they were fighting in the streets. They were marching in the streets. The enemy absolutely can see division. You know how it says in Ephesians, neither give place to the devil. If you're fighting with your wife, if you're fighting with your husband or your children, that gives a place for the devil. So we're not to give him a place. If he sees a place, he's so legal, he'll take it. But praise the Lord for the chesed and for the unity and for the prayers. People are praying for Israel since October 7. Oh, my goodness, bless the Lord. And so, housekeeping, there will be noon prayer today out at Prayer Mountain. I, of course, will not be there because I'm here in Dallas at the NRB. But I think we'll begin at 12:15. That will give them a little time to get started and to give announcements of where I'm going to be in Georgia near Atlanta. At Pastor Carrick Butler's church. I'm going to be there this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So at noon, they'll have all the information for you. If you want to go online, billybrim.org at 12 noon, or you can go on the call. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll have it for you. Brother Max, are you with us?
Yes, good morning, Miss Billy, and good morning to everybody on the
Anything you'd like to
call.
Say to the people?
You know, just you going over the word just from last week, I just want to remind everybody, on September of 2023, the Lord told us rapid change. And he has been telling us, the truth will come to light. And he has been telling us they will be put to shame. And he has been telling us that she will not be crowned. He will win. I mean, there is nothing really the Lord haven't really told us. It might take some time to understand what he's telling us. It might, but if you go back again.
Yes, and he even tells us that. He even gave us a scripture not long ago that you don't know what I'm doing now, but you soon will be able to see it.
Yes, amen.
Something to that effect when he talked that week about the work and how he's working. Oh, yes, just and the week before, Trump, Benjamin, they are in your hands. Hear what I say. No time for fear. Just so much. And you know what really blessed me was that we had a part, our prayers, we were praying, and he was giving us that utterance last week, and that was on Wednesday, and the planned attack was on Thursday. So he was using us and our tongues to pray about Israel and about Chesed that kept them from being consumed. Now, I believe he used people all over the world. I believe people are praying all over the world, and he's using them right now. But, folks, we had a little part in it, or maybe a big part. It's very, very important that we be together. He tells us that every week. Every week.
And I'm gonna add to that. There is through a couple of people I know that in the Middle East, especially in the West Bank and in Jordan, there is a person last Monday. He's called, or his name, or he's called Abu Ribhi. They call him a father of Abu Ribhi. He know. And he's from Jenin, and he know about this, and he tried to stop it, and they lied to him because he have connection with Israel in regards of delivering meat from Israel to the West Bank. And he was telling, when he heard about it, he was telling people, like, don't do it. And they told him, no, we're not going to do it. We don't have the capacity to do it. However, the Lord pulled the plug on them. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like wow. Praise the Lord. He's working, and we are to continue to pray.
He is working, and actually, let me see now. Oh, I thought I had it. Where he had told us, "You, what I'm doing now." You don't understand. Oh, and all the references last week to when he saved Israel in Exodus and Isaiah, so much. So, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It was just amazing to me. He said, I heard the cry of the people of Israel. So that was all last week. Just amazing. And, of course, we're going to trust the Lord that he would use us again today. In such a manner, in such a way. The way things work with God, they have to be spoken in the earth. He himself, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth. And then when God spoke, he acted. So, folks, actually what's happening now, we can't wrap our brains around it. But what's happening with our moeds, Wednesday moeds with God, is that he's putting into our mouth what he once said. But he's also doing the amazing graciousness of giving us the interpretation of it. Hallelujah. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. And you know, this is the National Religious Broadcasters. If you were here, you'd see people from all the radio stations and all the TV stations and milling around. And they're very influential people. Because they reach you, and you are the ones, the body of Christ, that's who they reach. And last year, President Trump, then, who was running for election, spoke to us on the last night. I'm not sure who was speaking this year. But they took as a resolution from the top down of the national religious broadcasters that on our programming we would use the name Judea and Samaria rather than the West Bank. And I am seeing here a meeting that literally has Jewish Jews, Orthodox Jews, and Christians together. And it's amazing, the support of this evangelical Christian group for Israel. And thank God for your support. Bless the Lord as he uses you and me. Oh, it was just last week in our noon prayer that the Lord said, John 16:33. No, that's not it. But anyway, praise the Lord. He told us recently, you don't understand what I'm saying to you now, but it will. I'm saying it because it needs to be said. It has to be spoken. It has to be put into the earth. But you will understand it later. And that's how it was last week. We didn't really understand those scriptures that he gave us until later. And then we understood. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father. Dear Father. In the name above every name, I have to lift up this meeting where I am. I have to lift up this day, Lord. I have to pray that you would have your way among these influential people. I have to pray, Holy Father, that they would hear you and then they would transmit what is good and profitable as we work with God. I think of that scripture which says that we have fellowship with you in 1 John. That means we work together as partners and partakers. We on this line, we're working together with you today in prayer. Again, I want to thank you for the comfort of the Bibas family. I want to thank you, and we want to thank you for our United States of America having a man in the presidential office who is favorable to worshiping you, favorable to blessing Israel. And Holy Father, we lift up his family. We lift up his cabinet. We lift up all those who are in the offices that you place them on state level. Wherever you put them, Lord, we want to give you, we prayed for leaders that would follow you. Now we pray for them to hear you and pray for them to obey you. Hear and obey, hear and obey, just like for ourselves. Hear and obey. And Father, in the name above all names, we pray for their protection. Oh, Father, for the protection of our troops, for the protection, oh, Holy One of Israel, for those people who put their lives on the line to serve you and have since the days of the Patriots, who signed with their very life's blood on the line when they signed the Declaration of Independence. And so, Father, we're thankful. We're thankful for another opportunity to be a nation that blesses Israel. Thank you. Oh, God, we just want to thank you for what you did, for what you did in saving Israel last week. We want to praise you and thank you and give you great glory. Donne makai. Alvarado amano qua. U dalle gombre freddi sua. La chantoro coro cambratia. Cavile hito tu asakataka ace. Mosu de sua. Cavra gatu coro le cabelica. Katiana, 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 Kavraka de Goholeka, Agalego Caparacatino, no Corocodoshke di Calai, Iledore Manacaraca dashka donce de Gohoshua, Ijandolo Corogo Dorogondian, no Godohosham, Dorogon Paparacatania, Ijedecoro Cambalacaha, la Cambala, Coriantonia, Nicotto de Godoshaka. Kivrahula kopreke, igala kafrakala kongara gadahai, ijena kondo kodo kompre pretishwa le toto to kongshendiaka, ishatotia to kopa, ene kotare kapa, anjeni mocha, kabila to, holia makari, anarenonye, nikoro godoshka dabra, kivala halotia, Manto to kohoshe. Manto kohoroko kaba. Ebele tunyu no koroko devre. Beshuta vra angdi de gomba. Gritatio. Gritatio fenye. Koko palaita. Koko palaita konga. Givele dohore ke bitio. Ajana koro manai. Oh, Father, che belletita. Che belletita cacà, agna nicola cabigno. Cala capra toto, asciantotio to cohoscia. Che belle cohoro compitio, franga la cohoro compasci di anta. Ledo de gomba. Abilado, cara nina ne cara. Aja de coro bella caia, na coro con vele bella congara go dobre. O sabra cada hachete ne cototo do go genie, pila cara catosca tapricoto fratia no combre che li cacai. Ija tora pa, cle bella conga. Chi potto coppa? Chi potto coro conca? I shato to goho shekyaka. Akala frahalako. Akafrahalako rante. Gijato. Ikalaka kapra, kafrakaton, yene koro ko deble, tashkan, yene koro dan, yene kotatya. Ere kapritwa, mato. Kashita la vrahatin ti roko o bala kaya naga a. Kole kitu do chwa. Mangoro go do jenye. Kafra kate kahalai. Kafri kate kahalai. Anto do do gomba. Kile gom preve te shkoto preve koto nile kwa. Chi ve le duce, praco do copegni, le coto co papa. Cammina con Mi juto do dobri katikata lania ne koro kombabi kala kanganga ishato do kohoshe ita de ko unga ale kombravi dale kombrekte ishato do kohoshe makolo kopra kafa kato ole kipra kangale mredo para katash katanjo do kotoshke de pra kakalinta kangalai O Father, Dearest Father, Mikwa fratelli, Ikalako pebria tota, Kivili duchwa, Pashontendia, Nagodo, Ochendia, Nikwa, Ikalibra hatop, and Ikalakata hashante, Nagodo, Ishekete, Ishatakohoroke braka, the Kohoshankendi, the Gofrakata Tanya, Nikodaba. Ishante de gohora katashka tombre kato goho mekia. Mashko tombre kato goho fele tato to goho jangenge. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Ofrande me ka. Ofrande me ko latinio na goho do ko bebe le tatia. Brosinto do goho shen. Brosinto mango lo godambi kataka ai la tikam. Kivara duhu shwa. Kapraka tuko hule kembe. Kapraka tuko olachya. Aparato pranda veche. Nene kaka. Meshu tanako papi rasprasya na kumre. Mashka dambra hitya kai. Kivara duhu shwa. Igeli hiriyato. Vikafrai. Don't you want man, you know, comprakata lita? Kashkoto bre frakatai. Doors to papai. Kanyemete itoacho te pelatai. O governor to ishwa. Ikale compre veritene. Comprakatai anacombe. Istianto. Manto freddina. Dikwa. Ele donio ni kwa deato vele da brakala kongra divra. Mi to lo kopre frande. Oh, fuck, pishka di akoche. Ishe di kohosa. Mango do godo hoshete. Ba, loloto, mango da. Che veri gojueri anonda abito. Cavila dora mendiana o cava. Piditor, piditora ba, antono come veri a tace. I santo da goto hoscetti, da goto hoscetti. I caprahala conga da goto hoscetti, da goto hoscetti. Kibala halai. Don't be back your febe, any capra. Any kodokoto, the kotoche, the kotoshka tapu. Do frata yavaka. Gabula totia no kora taka. Oh, my broko check ye. Igalakahalai. No. Mandolo gopa. Mandolo kopita. Kapiko doho jwe. Umaki. Kamalitato. Kamalitato pakalakaya. Odishwa. Pushwa. Tobi danierto. Tobi danierto. Tobi danierto fangi. Padududududufa. Shenemo qua. Beletu. Beletu pale. Dershqua shanto kalakapito. Kaprika landia ne koroko toto no go onjandoro go brekete te gatta. Shetoro go ho shantiata. Kaprika tombre evele tutua aspeta con faccia. Pekuto ma. Pekuto ko pa. Pekuto ko pa. Bili du tu tu pa. Hola Baracaya, mandolo gabito. Pascotombe, pascotombe, pascotombe. Il duchua, magoto copè. Il duchua, mesto dul go baby. Mesco dobi dalla gompapia. Compito quadia fetene e tubra. Lolo, nana, mangolo topra. Mango do gobahalita. Mango le dritti anto. Basco tompe cappe che te cattaia. Che se te copre le cattane ne copali, la toccia ne copa. Che fa coto coscia. Che bella compre che fa, la frade scepio tova gala caia nanga. Isi de goshwe, isi de go prakta frakatoto to kumbrakatata kumbakarakatan chete kapa. Bele to hormanikko. Oh, no, no, biska. Do javarito kapalakai angala gabri keleko kamba ashkodoje ashkodoje ashkodoje. Kifra kodo gohole kipra non galagaba. Ai lo tifra! Matola! Matoro vinda! Ushato. Ushato frakati kalai. Kaprakito, kaprakito, kaprakito. Ponde avaracasca tonce de goto capricatiglia. Mas jom brigala vito. Meco la vala congra. Mango logo de verbiti hanno cocede de gobra. Cavicoto helicoande veletura pacquata tu giuva. Isua non non becchi a toto. Oh, father, mango logo cieche, mandie de basco. Man schiappro cotosche. Che breco doho shai, breca la gaia na coco, la complicata cotange. Prischi di va placchia da gomba. Prischi di breca pagno, no copre, breca to copre, che da gomba va. Ale vericiano, ale vericiano, ale vericiano. Kashko dobre kateko holaka pratia. Kashko dobre kateko toho taka pra. Mean chana koto to gomba leka halakaya na katra. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Ikalahai, ikalakaya, don't let it go practice. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm still.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you one more time. Thank you for meeting with us and using us.
Yes, Lord.
To your glory.
Thank you. All right. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Next statement. My call for you to become a new creation. My call for you to become a new creation in me. In me and leaving the old behind, moving into my plan for you. Now, the rest of it is underlined of the statement. Yes. You'll be united today. Yes, you'll be united today. All right, I'll read the statement again. My call for you to become a new creation in me and leaving the old behind. And leaving the old behind, moving into my plan for you. This part is underlined. Yes, you'll be united today.
Mm.
That is a statement. Isaiah 43 again, verse 18, Isaiah 43:18. Philippians 3:13-14. Philippians 3:13-14. Romans 15:1-5, 13:1-3. Romans 15:13. Isaiah 43:18. Philippians 3:13-14. Romans 15:13-1-3. Okay. Next statement. What did I say about moving on? What did I say about moving on in this prayer?
Mm-hmm.
In this prayer with my prophet and friend, what did I say about moving on in this prayer with my prophet and friend? I will help you move beyond and give you strength. Yeah, that's what he's given us. Move beyond and give you strength, wisdom to look up and see my hope. Run toward me, church, all in my spirit. Okay, it's a long statement. I'll read it again. Oh, I just saw there's part is underlined, but it's an end. I'll bring it up. I'll let you know when to underline it. What did I say about moving on? What did I say about moving on in this prayer with my prophet and friend? I will help you. I will help you move beyond and give you strength. And give you strength. Wisdom. To look up. To look up and, now this is the part is underlined. So after and, this part is underlined. See my hope. Run toward me, church, all in my spirit. So see my hope, run toward me, church, all in my spirit is underlined. Praise the Lord. Long statement. Okay. I believe you got it, Miss Willie, so I'm going to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next scripture is Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 1, 10. 1 Corinthians 1, 10. This line or this statement is underlined. Oh. The scripture is in it. Okay, it's all one statement, but it's underlined. And it reads like this. And remember, John 14:6, Acts 2:4. That is the statement, and it's underlined. So it's all one statement. And remember, John 14:6, Acts 2:4. And it's underlined. If I didn't say that, it's underlined. Mm-hmm. And remember John 14:6, and remember John 14:6, Acts 2:4. Next statement. The earth is shaken. The earth is shaken because you prayed.
Is it shaking or shaken?
S-H-A-K-E-N.
Shaken, okay.
Yeah, the earth is shaken because you prayed. All right, next scripture here. Acts 4:31. The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 31, 31. Next statement. Okay. The beginning of it is underlined. So I'm going to read the underlined part. It's maybe a little long, but praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. Okay. Lift your spirits with an S. Lift your spirits. I give you hope. In times, lift your spirits, I give you hope. In times of doubt, in time of doubt, I am giving you the faith. I am giving you the faith you need to get through each day. So this is the underlined part, which I read. I'm going to read the underlined part again. Lift your spirits. I give you
now hope. That's underlined? Is that underlined?
Yes. Yeah. I'm reading the underlined part, which is from the beginning of the statement. Then there's more, but it's not underlined. I haven't read yet.
Okay.
Lift your spirits. I give you hope. In times of doubt, I am giving you the faith you need to get through each day. So the non-underlined part read like this. Peace. Oh, reassurance. Reassurance, yeah. That's reassurance. R-E-A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Peace, reassurance, motivation, and encouragement, children. So, this is the rest of the statement. Now I'm going to read all of it all over again and highlight the underlying part and not the underlying part. So, the underlying part. Lift your spirits. I give you hope. In times of doubt, I am giving you the faith you need to get through each day. Non-underline. Peace, reassurance, motivation, and encouragement, children. And that is the statement. Wow. Okay. Next scripture, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 16, 1, 6 through 18. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, 3. Galatians with a G. 3, verses 26 and 27. So 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, Isaiah 26, 3, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Next statement. You are to listen this morning. You are to listen this morning and look up. You are to listen this morning and look up to me. I am watching over you. I am the one who's guiding you. I am the one who is guiding you. Now this part is underlined, moving forward. So what I'm going to read is underlined. By listening, it will come to pass. By listening, it will come to pass. You have my freedom. You have my freedom from me. Do you understand? You have freedom from me. Do you understand? Okay, I'll read it again here. Non-underlying part. The beginning of the statement. You are to listen this morning and look up to me. I am watching over you. I am the one who is guiding you. This part is underlined. By listening, it will come to pass. By listening, it will come to pass. You have my freedom. I'm sorry, yeah, you have my freedom from me. Do you understand? And that is the statement. So by listening, it will come to pass, although to the end is underlined. Praise the Lord.
Got it.
Okay. Next scripture here, 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah 12:2. Proverbs 18:10. Proverbs 18:10. Okay. Proverbs 18:10. Next statement. Again, it's a long statement, maybe. The beginning of it is underlined. So the underlined part, read like this. Trusting in my will, having faith in my love for you. Trusting in my will, having faith and my love for you. So I just read the underlying part. Trusting in my will, having faith and my love for you. That's underlined, the non-underlined. No matter what. No matter what. You can draw. Yeah. No matter what. You can draw on the strength. No matter what, you can draw on the strength of God. The strength of God to get through them. To get through them for you and for the nations. That is the statement. Okay, I'll read it again, all of it. And this is the underlined part. Trusting in my will, having faith in my love for you. Non-underlined. No matter what. You can draw on the strength of God to get through them for you and for the nations. And that is the statement. Next scripture. Psalm 73:26. Psalm 73:26. Exodus 15:2. Exodus 15:2. Deuteronomy 31:6. Deuteronomy 31:6. Psalm 73:26. Exodus 15:2. Deuteronomy 31:6. Next statement. Let's see. Okay, this statement is all underlined. All of it. And read like this. Not to be overwhelmed by the storms, with an S. Not to be overwhelmed by the storms of life. You have the beautiful promise that I am your rock and your Lord. Okay, I'll read it again. That's the statement. It's all underlined. Not to be overwhelmed by the storms of life. You have the beautiful promise that I am your rock and your Lord. And that is the statement. Next scripture, Jeremiah 32:17. Jeremiah 32:17. 1 Corinthians 16:13. First Corinthians 16, 1-6, verse 13, 1-3. All right. Last statement, it's a little long. Oh, there's another. Okay, praise the Lord. It reads like this. No matter what... No matter what difficulties you face, no matter what difficulties you face in this life, no matter what difficulties you face in this life, draw on my strength. I think he, praise the Lord, draw on my strength to get through them to all my favorite children. I provide comfort. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll try to do better here, praise the Lord. No matter what difficulties you face in this life, draw on my strength to get through them to all my favorite children. I provide comfort. That is the statement. Scripture here. Job. The book of Job 22:28. Job 22:28. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Well, Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. I was reading from the ESV. My call for you to become a new creation in me and leaving the old behind. Moving into my plan for you, and then underlined, yes, you'll be united today. Isaiah 43:18. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the mark or toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Romans 15:13.
Miss Billy, did you read, did you say 4 or 3? I'm sorry, maybe I thought you said 4, Philippians 4. Did you read 3?
I said Philippians. Well, let me see. Philippians 3.
Yeah, okay. You're with it.
13 and 14.
I thought I heard 4. It's just me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. It begins in the King James. But this one thing, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And then Romans 15:13.
He's been getting us this a lot lately.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful verse. And I was not so cognizant of it until he began giving it to us often. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now this next one here. What did I say about moving on in this prayer with my prophet and friend? I will help you move beyond and give you strength, wisdom, to look up and now from now on it's underlined, see my hope. Run toward me, church, all in my spirit. Now, Brenda and Quinn, I remember about him talking us to us about moving up to another level in praying in this prayer call. I was wondering if either one of you might locate that for me, and we could go back to when that was and refer to it on our noon call. But I remember him telling us about how this call that we're on right now is going to move up. So I'm going to read that statement again. What did I say about moving on in this prayer with my prophet and friend? I will help you move beyond and give you strength, wisdom, to look up and, underline, see my hope. Run toward me, church, all in my spirit. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies. Now this, you see, you've already been born again. You're a three-part creature, spirit, soul, and body. You've been born again, so your spirit is new. But you've got to do something with your body and with your mind. And these are the two verses that tell us. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Do something with your body. Present it to God. Don't let the devil use it anymore.
Mm.
And number two, do something with your mind. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Verse 2 is, you have to renew your mind. You have to learn to think a new way. You have to learn to think like God thinks. And you must do that through study of the Word. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now, I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment. Since he talks about united, I may use the ESV on this one. I appeal to you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and judgment. How are we going to be united in the same mind? By renewing our minds to the Word of God. Romans 12:2. Then we can all think like God thinks. Hallelujah. And remember John 14:6, Acts 2:4. So let's look at John 14:6. Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Huh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think he's telling us that that's a way to be in unity, too. We pray in unity because we pray in the Spirit, in tongues. Oh, the next line. The earth is shaken because you prayed. I think this is the scripture where the place was shaken where they prayed.
Okay.
And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken.
Oh.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. You see, folks, I've always envied that. I thought, oh, how great it would be in that room to be where they prayed and the room was shaken, the place was shaken. But did you see what he said to here? He said to us, the whole earth is shaken because you prayed.
Because we prayed. We are doing the same. He's doing the same in us.
But the whole earth is shaken right now.
The whole earth
Whatever
is shaken,
happened last week, whatever happening right now, it's bigger than that room where they prayed being shaken.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for joining in this prayer, folks. Thank you for joining with your supply of the Spirit. Whew. Now, underlined. Lift your spirits. I give you hope in times of doubt. I am giving you the faith you need to get through each day. And now, not underlined. Peace, reassurance, motivation, and encouragement, children. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Well, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Isaiah 26, 3. We know the scripture. Thank God for it. You will keep him in shalom, shalom. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. See, Isaiah 26 is talking about times of judgment. And that's just what he's told us right here. No matter what's going on, he'll keep you in peace. If you put your mind on him and keep it there. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have put on or clothed yourselves with Christ. And that's the one baptism by which you were saved. The Holy Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ. It's not the baptism in water which saves you, or the baptism in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. It's when you give your heart to the Lord and the Holy Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You are to listen this morning and look up to me. I'm watching over you. I am the one who's guiding you. Now, underlined. By listening, it will come to pass. You have my freedom from me. Do you understand? 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amplified Bible. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. I'm going to give you some Hebrew words here. Behold, God, L-E-L, is my salvation. And that word salvation is Yeshua. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yehovah, Jehovah, and then again the word Yehovah, twice here. All that he is, when something is said twice, Yehovah, Yehovah, to the nth degree of God, is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation, and that word is, in the Hebrew, Yeshua. All right, Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord, Jehovah, is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Okay. This is underlined. Trusting in my will, having faith in my love for you. Oh, glory. Now, this part is not underlined. No matter what, you can draw on the strength of God to get through them for you and for the nations. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Now, I'm wondering, hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's just it, no matter what. I don't want to, no matter what I'm wondering. Exodus 15:2. Okay. doesn't matter. I take it back. Sometimes I think out loud when I'm doing these. Oh, how wonderful. Exodus 15:2. The Lord, Jehovah, is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Hmm. Yeshua. This is my God, El, and I will praise him. My Father's God, Elohim, and I will exalt him. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. That's the song they sang after they had escaped from the Philistines. Hallelujah. And the sea had parted. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not forsake you. He will not leave you or forsake you. And the Lord your God is Jehovah your Elohim. Now, this is underlined. Not to be overwhelmed by the storms of life. You have the beautiful promise that I am your rock and your Lord. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you.
Ooh, glory to God. That's one of my favorites.
Praise the Lord.
1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on the alert, or be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Hallelujah. No matter what difficulties you face in this life, draw on my strength to get through them. To all my favorite children, I provide comfort. I believe each one of us is his favorite. Job 22:28. You will also decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways.
Wow.
And that's your Derek. You will decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. You're Derek. Trust in me. You know, I feel like today, each one of us can take this individually. But I feel like it's for the entire body of Christ. And I feel like it's particularly for Israel as well. And, you know, God can take something you pray, and he can disperse it all the ways he wants it to go. And then it can mean something to you as well. So I do believe that this can be taken individually. I'm going to take some of it myself. But I believe we also were praying it on a much broader scale. Anything you want to add, brother? I'll just add that there will be prayer at Prayer Mountain today. And you can go on billybrim.org and be a part of that. And you can be a part of our praying there. Did you get in the mail this week? We mailed a report on our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. And you should be getting that in your mail. It's a special partner letter. Don't throw it away. Don't toss it away. Bless the Lord. Anything you wanted to say, Brett? You got it? Okay.
Yes, I got it. Well, praise the Lord. I believe it's for all of us. And there's one thing I'm also, just like you, I was going to say something then. I held back. But I believe also there is something here in the prayer, in the beginning of the prayer. It's talking about for us, when he spoke to our bodies in Romans 12, mm-hmm. 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. I believe there's people online need to hear this. They've been praying about it. Praise the Lord. No, nothing. We will be back. We will be having a prayer service tonight also in downtown Minneapolis, the Soul of Heals. And
at what time?
What I was going to say, at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
6:30 Central Time. The prayer call is going to be at noon sharp, or 15 after, or
15 minutes after. 15 after. 15 minutes. We give them time to get organized there a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And be sure to have all the information, Brenda and Jared, for the times of the meetings this coming weekend for me. And I want to invite all of our friends that can come to Georgia in that area. Bless the Lord. At Brother Carrick Butler's church near Atlanta. So they'll have all the info for us at noontime. And if they can, look up that date on which the Lord told us. I remember him telling us that he's going to move us up.
I can't remember the date, but I'm sure Quinn and Brenda will find it. Moving you up to a higher level or something like that.
Higher level, something like that, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, praise God. If he tells us the world is shaken because of our prayers, that's a pretty high level, folks.
Yes, it is.
So, all right, I'll see you then at 12:15 on the regular call number or billybrim.org. Or Facebook. Bless the Lord. And we'll see you then. It's a beautiful day in Dallas, Texas. And I'm trusting it is where you are. Shalom, shalom.
Yes. Shalom, shalom.